841 on WSGW on the Morning Team Show.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Buddy Holly covering Chuck Berry, Brown Eyed Handsome Man.
Oh, is that the cover?
And okay. But I'm also playing this because this was also the very last song he performed.
Really?
Just before he and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens would take the ill-fated plane. Yeah, very last song.
Yeah, this is the date, February 3rd, 1959.
Yep.
That we recognize that. Wow. I didn't realize that about that song.
Yeah. Did a little research now. In the movie with Gary Busey, which, by the way, is still one of my favorite music movies about, you know, a music legend, I think they end the, they show him playing Not Fade Away. Great way, which in a way would have been a great way to end that concert. Yeah. But no, this is the final song, which everybody went on stage and performed with Buddy and you know, for the big finale, and then that was it.
Well, you and I can talk about it. We know others here on the Morning Team Show with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Certainly were present in 1959.
Well, more than that.
More than that?
Yeah, 19, I'm trying to think of the year it was now. It would be 63, 64. I worked in New Mexico, in Clovis, New Mexico, where the Norman Petty Studio was located, which is where Buddy Holly recorded.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that is cool. That is awesome.
I used to go over there all the time and hang out. You remember Sugar Shack and all those songs?
Oh, yeah, of course.
A lot of those were recorded there. Used to hang out with the guys and even spilt a bottle of water on the floor of the studio.
That's awesome. Well, that is great.
As long as it was on the floor, not the equipment.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was darn close. Mr. Petty wasn't thrilled. I know that.
And they didn't ask you to join in?
No musical abilities whatsoever.
No background vocals or anything? Hey, you going to play drums? I know you got that kind of talent.
And you do remember who almost went on the plane that night, too. But Buddy took won the seat on the plane while the other guy had to take a bus. Do you remember who that is?
Yeah. Oh. Very famous story.
Yeah. Waylon Jennings.
Oh, Waylon Jennings. Yes.
That's
right.
Yeah. And Waylon had lots of survivor's guilt that he lived with for the rest of his life over that, too. Really hit him hard.
1959, February 3rd. Wow. Remembering that.
Yep.